What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to get to. Today, nice win for the Phils last night. That game was over in the first inning. The power. Trey Turner with a pair of home runs. We'll talk about him. A great return for Bryce Harper. Home run first inning. So nice win by the Phils. And a lot of Eagles to talk about as the OTAs roll on. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I feel like being messy this morning, so okay. I'm just going to say this. 392s are not Hellcats. I just want to say, because you know it's summertime now and everybody wants to be outside, you know, driving their little cars or whatever. 392s are not Hellcats. There's a difference between the twos.
Making sure everyone knows?
Just being messy.
Little PSA from Hugh Douglas here. All right, I got a PSA for everyone. Hugh, we had a Vic Fangio press conference yesterday,
yes.
And it was good to hear Vic. We hadn't heard him really in a formal setting since the Super Bowl. And look, he had a lot of questions to answer yesterday. I thought I always think Vic Fangio press conferences are fun because he's very real. I felt this from the minute he got here.
He's a matter-of-fact kind of guy.
He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to tell you what he feels. And it doesn't mean he's ripping people all the time, but it just means he's going to give you...
It is what it is.
Exactly right. And I thought last summer, he gave us it is what it is, and he basically told us a year ago, yeah, it's going to take some time. I don't know, right? And then he was right. It took time, and it became a great, great Eagles defense. And look, I'm not doubting Vic Fangio. I'm just telling you my takeaway after listening to him yesterday, and my takeaway is that we're going to take a big step back on defense this year. And that could have been obvious before he stepped to the podium yesterday. I could have just looked at the depth chart, who they lost, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Darius Slay. They lost a ton off of the best defense in Eagles history. But after listening to him yesterday and listening to the way he's talking about some uncertainty they have in a lot of different positions and what he doesn't know yet until they get on the field this summer, I feel like, you know, we're not just going to go from being the number one defense and take a slight step back. I'm expecting a significant step back. A
major step?
Major step back. Now, look, I think there's enough here. Let me say this. With Carter and with Bon and with DeJean and with Quinyon, that it will be good, right? They're going to have, or it will be solid at least. They're going to have a solid defense, and Fangio's smart enough, and they'll figure things out over the course of the season, and it'll put people in the right position. But we had the number one defense of pro football. It was a dominant unit. Defense, of course, is a necessity, as we learned last year on this show. And I think we're taking a big step back. In fact, I wouldn't even be comfortable right now saying this is a top 10 or 12 defense. I don't feel that. Maybe it will be. But as of today, I don't feel comfortable saying that. Hugh, where are you on the defense, all the losses, and what Vic had to say yesterday? Are you expecting a big step back?
Well, allow me to long talk for a minute because I feel it's warranted. You know, I know we do a radio show and we have to have opinions, but a lot of times I think, you know, our fans need a little bit, you know, you need to put a little bit more mayonnaise on that sandwich, right? So what Vic did yesterday, he tried to let people know that just like when he came in here last year, it was a work in progress. And they had a bunch of new guys. And fortunate enough for him, it all came together because he had a bunch of smart guys on the team, and they understood exactly what he wanted them to do, and they implemented it. This year, it's the same thing. You know, when you talk about the young linebacker that we just got, the one we drafted, you talk about N'Kobe Dean coming off an injury. You talk about Zach Bond potentially being the green dot guy now. There's a lot of moving parts. And you talk about the young guys dealing with their first offseason in the NFL. I gave you a little story yesterday about my first offseason in the NFL and how it went for me. It might not be the same thing for them, but it's still an adjustment. So for me, going into this season and dealing with this defense, it's highly likely that they're going to take a step back because of all the other factors that are in this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you just won the Super Bowl, you are the conquering heroes on a team that nobody knew what they were going to be the year before. Now you have – the biggest thing for me going into this year is not so much athletic ability because on paper, the Eagles are the best – one of the best teams, if not the best team in football right now. I just say it like that because I don't feel like arguing with nobody this morning. But the thing that you have to combat against is your complacency.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's it's easy to say, hard to do. You know, because Brian Dawkins alluded to that the other day when we were out there at his golf tournament, is that take a deep breath, but not for too long. And a lot of these guys are still taking that deep breath. I mean, it's just a fact. Like the guys that we talk about, the ones that we know, the Cooper DeJeans, the Saquon Barkley, you don't too much worry about them because they've been in the game for a while. But even still with Saquon, there's a little worry because he's found a new – he's been resurrected. It's the younger cats, the Jimmys and the Joes
mm-hmm.
that you have to count on that going back home. And I'm just throwing his name in my head, not saying he's not working, but like the Jalix Hunts of the world. The guys that came in and had a huge impact in short bursts that came in and did their thing in the Super Bowl, now you're asking him to take a bigger role in this defense and become more of what you need, especially when you let Bryce Huff go. So there's a lot that's going on with this team. So to answer your question in long form, Joe.
Yeah, a little long talking.
I expect him to take a little bit of
step back. A little step back? No, it's a big step back. We got question marks, Hugh.
I know I was wrong.
We got question marks at every level of the defense. And look, I'm not saying these young guys can't play, because I liked what I saw to Hunt. I love Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
But there's question marks. If it was one area, I would say, all right, we'll patch together. Every area has a question mark. All right, yes. So the defensive line.
The secondary?
Everything.
Let's
start up front. Defensive line, we know we got Jalen Carter, great player, right? Great young player. But we got question marks around him, right? Can Ojomo play better with a lot of snaps? Or is he more just like a part-time guy? Okay, we lost Milton Williams. Jordan Davis, everyone tells me he's in shape now. We do this dance every year where he's in shape, out of shape. Let's see it for a full season. Linebacker. You know, N'Kobe Dean was a huge part of what they did last year. And we'll hear it in a second here from Vic. It doesn't sound like he's close to being ready. Jahad Campbell, not close to being ready to start this thing when training camp starts. Okay, so you have all that. We lost... You know, depth at the linebacker position. They lost pass rush with Josh Sweat. They lost Brandon Graham. They lost Darius Slay. The safety position, I mean, the only thing I have I could count on is Reed Blankenship, who you called a casual white yesterday. I mean, like, that's not something.
I did not. Well, for all those that didn't listen yesterday, I was referring to the podcast.
You were.
I was referring to the podcast.
Misnamed the podcast. Exciting Mike says casual whites, which I told you that's the area of the store I shop in. Bottom line is this. The Eagles have a lot of questions on defense. Vic Fangio was a great coordinator, and I think he'll get this thing. He'll patch it together, but I'm expecting a big setback. Let's listen to Vic yesterday. First talking about the safety position, nickel, corner, DeJean, all this stuff. Let's hear yesterday Vic Fangio speaking about Cooper and where he might use him.
What are you looking to find out about Cooper as you're trying him out at base, at corner, and in that plan right now?
With Cooper DeJean? Yeah, we'd like to keep him at nickel. And then in our base package, we'll find a spot for him, either at corner or safety.
What's the benefit of someone who can play inside at nickel and outside in base? Because you'd have to find, someone at corner at the nickel size with like 80% of snaps.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will end up depending upon how the rest of the guys develop and where do we most need them. So it will be determined by what's best for him and what's best for the team. And it'll probably what's best for the team will win out in that decision. But he's capable of playing corner, and he's capable of playing safety.
What do you like about the idea of Cooper at safety, and what will go into determining whether he plays at safety or the outside?
Well, I think he would play very well at safety. I think it suits his skill set, things that he does well. I just think he would do very well in there.
So, I agree with Vic on that. I think Cooper Shee could play anywhere they put him, and he's going to succeed. But what I heard there, and he didn't say this, but what I heard was like, I don't know what I got at safety. I might have to use him at safety. That spoke to me more about the uncertainty at safety more than Cooper. I think they're just going to plug him where they need to plug him.
Well, versatility.
Yeah.
It's always good to have that, and that's what he's talking about because, to be honest, that's the first time I heard Cooper playing safety.
Since college. He did it in Iowa.
I mean, he did it. Like, he has that skill set.
Sure.
And we talk about that all the time. The more you can do in the NFL, you know, that's a great thing. And it's obvious that Cooper is that type of athlete. But if Cooper is better served at the slot, I would rather have Cooper at the slot.
I would, too. I think they would, too, which maybe here's what I'll tell you this. It made me think he's a little bit unsure what he's got at safety.
Well, and let's be fair. This is the first OTA, if I'm not mistaken. They get a little bit more work next week. Everybody's being evaluated. And this is a fluid situation. It could change. It could somebody could step up.
Yep.
And somebody could start to grasp. Because a lot of times when I hear Vic Fangio speak like that, Joe, the thing that I think about is not so much athleticism, is understanding your role in the defense. That's the biggest thing. Understanding what you're supposed to do in the defense and how you communicate to everybody else. It's like a cog in a wheel. And you're one of the cogs, but you have to know what your role is so that you could flow with everybody else. And, you know, if things change on the fly or adjust, that you're able to fit, like we just call them run fits and stuff like that, be able to fit in the defense when somebody is either out of position or you need to replace that person, something like that.
The other thing unveiled yesterday, and we keep getting more like drips of details on this, is Jahad Campbell. He's the biggest acquisition they made this offseason. He's their first-round pick. So much upside. They went crazy. He was there for them, you know, to make that pick late in the first round. But when are we going to see him on the field? Here was Fangio talking about Jahad Campbell and when we might see him this summer.
What kind of role do you envision for Jahad Campbell? And specifically as a pass rusher, how do you evaluate him?
Well, right now he's working at ILB because there's a lot more to learn there. So that's where we'll start him. He won't hit the practice field until, you know, sometime in August. So we're doing all we can. He's doing all he can in meetings. We're doing all we can with him on the field. I take him to the side and do an individual drill with him that's suited to what he can do right now. So he's working good and trying to pick it up.
When you see him, though, do you see pass rush upside with Jahad?
Potentially.
What would it take to realize that?
Getting him out there.
No.
That doesn't sugarcoat anything.
It's stream of consciousness, man. He just, hey, I mean, because I understand the reporter's question. He's trying to get as much as he can. Mm-hmm. But you also have to understand that this is the first time he had his hands on him.
Yep.
And he's hurt. So how could he possibly answer that question? He can't.
He can't. I mean, he could.
He can talk. He could say what he saw on film in college.
Right.
But that necessarily doesn't translate to the NFL.
No, it doesn't. 215-592-9494. And I think Campbell's going to be an excellent player. I think we all like the pick. It's just a matter of when he's on the field and is he fully healthy this year and getting himself ingrained in the defense and learning one or multiple positions. Look, the Eagles are going to be okay on defense. But they weren't okay last year. They were dominant. And I'm not expecting that this year. I'm expecting a big step back. 215-592-9494. For Kyle, where do you come down? Vic spoke yesterday for the first time, and it certainly sounds like we have a lot of questions on defense.
Well. I don't know. I just seem to remember me trying to pound the table to get Myles Garrett here. T.J. Watt here, a significant
player on the
defensive line. Yeah, no, like, and all I heard was Vic Fangio this, Vic Fangio that. They found Zach Bond, this and that. Like, and now all of a sudden we're accepting the reality that this defense is very likely to take a pretty good step back next year. I don't think they're going to be bad, but I don't think middle of the pack is out of the question.
It's not.
I think it's more likely that they're, you know, top 10. I'm not going top five. I don't think they're going to be top five. It's just too many holes, too many question marks for me. There's a significant question mark, I think, at every single level of this defense right now. We don't know about these edge rushers. I don't like Josh Uche, who they got, might not even make the team. I know I saw he's on Elliott's bubble. They just got rid of Bryce Huff. Brandon Graham's gone. Like we know all the subtractions and the additions this offseason. Safety very much seems up in the air, even if you listen to what Vic Fangio just said. They're trying Cooper DeJean out there because it doesn't feel like they know what the answer is there. And then the linebacking thing, you have Zach Bond. We know that. But N'Kobe Dean's not back until, I don't know, I would have to guess like after the trade deadline or November or something like that, a significant chunk of the season without N'Kobe. And then even then, we don't know what he's going to look like when he gets back, coming off a pretty major injury. And then Jahad Campbell, like we don't know what he is anyway. Two, he's not even ready to practice yet, and we have no idea what role he's going to be in. Like, there's just so many question marks on this defense right now. And, I mean, if you just add in the statistical likelihood that a team that went from 30 to number one is probably going to regress back to the mean in some way. I think it's crazy to say that they're going to be a top five defense this year, or crazy to think that they're going to just run it back and be a top five defense next year with all those losses.
Yeah, let me lay it out for you. Just like picture this. This is my guess right now on the opening night defense when the Cowboys come in here. Okay, this is my guess, and it could change in injuries, trades, signings, whatever. But they're very likely to line it up like this: Jalen Carter up front, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Moro Ojomo, linebackers, Zach Bond, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Nolan Smith on the edge. And then your five defensive backs, Quinyon, Reed Blankenship, Sidney Brown, Cooper DeJean, Keeler Ringo. Ojomo, Trot Jr., Sidney Brown, Keeley Ringo. I mean, those are downgrades from what they had last year. I mean, I can't say it another way. It doesn't mean those guys can't play at all, but they're downgrades. This is going to be a work in progress, Hugh, especially that first month of the season. Dallas, Kansas City, Rams, Bucks. That's not an easy month.
I wouldn't necessarily call them a downgrade. Mm. I would call them unknowns. Because, to be fair, Sidney Brown was hurt last year, so we didn't get to see a whole lot of him.
Do you think he'll be better or the same as Chauncey Gardner-Johnson?
Wait a minute.
If it's not better, the same, it's a downgrade.
No.
I'm just saying it's
unknown. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. has been in the system for at least the season.
Yeah.
So we don't know how he's evolved and changed. And remember, his dad is Trot. And Trot was on the show yesterday. And he was talking about I would venture to say, and I haven't even asked Trot this, but he's getting his son ready to play this year like he's a starter. And that's not me talking like I talked to Trot. I just know him. And knowing Trot is getting Jeremiah Trotter Jr. ready to be a starter. Even if he's not penciled in as a starter, young Trotter is going to come in ready to start if his number's called. So I'm not worried about him. Now, when you talk about these other guys, Joe, like the Keeley Ringos and guys like that, yeah, there's an unknown, but there's an unknown about Quinyon Mitchell last year. There's an unknown about
but he was a first-round pick.
But still unknown.
Right, but there's pedigree.
How many first-round picks have you seen that come into the league?
Totally. I understand your point.
You see what I'm saying?
But there also is an element of known about Keeley Ringo. Like, we've seen him out there before. And then when Slay was hurt, they put Isaiah Rodgers in.
But you've seen him in a small sampling size when he had to come out there pressed in a situation where somebody was hurt or somebody was down. It's different when you're getting all the reps and you're getting coached differently, because you're being coached as a starter. You're not out there getting two or three reps. Now you're getting all the first team reps.
You're
getting all eight reps. So that's different. And they're coaching him different.
And that will help. No, I understand your point. They're unknowns. And you're right. They all could be positive, right? These guys could take huge steps. They could be better than I think. I'm just, today, like, I look at the depth chart.
No, and you're it's fair to be worried about them today.
Milton to Ojomo is a downgrade.
Yeah.
Dean to Trotter is a downgrade. CJGJ to Sidney Brown, or whoever it's going to be, Makuba, is probably a downgrade. and Slade or Keeley feels like a downgrade. I mean, that's four spots. And I didn't even include the Brandon Graham element as a rotational guy to Aziz Ojulari and whatever they're going to have at that position. 215-592-9494. Vic spoke yesterday, and his honesty is always eye-opening. Are you expecting a big step back out of the Eagles' defense? I am. Sounds like Kyle is. Hugh is expecting a slight step back?
Man, it's going to be a step back. But yeah, it's going to be
Not big. You're saying
I don't
big?
Think so. I'm excited about what this team could potentially be. Well, I am.
They better score some points. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Hugh, Casual Whites is not Cooper DeJean's group, all right? Casual Whites is probably some sort of like, mom's group that, you know, maybe on your off time you spend time with, but... You know, can you get the names right, please?
Yes, I'm working on it, man. I am. I am sorry.
We're buttoned up in details. Us and the Casual Whites. Chris, what do you got?
So, Eagles will have a top five defense, Joe. So, people, don't listen to Joe Giglio's nonsense. Note, this defense did not lose any of their Pro Bowl players or Joe Giglio and Kyle. They're all pro players. They lost some gap-filling players, okay? They didn't lose any of the main players that when offenses come in, they go, we got to watch out for this guy. They didn't lose that. And let's talk about this. Vic Fangio ran a reduced version of his defense last year because of the experience and the personnel. It was their first year in the defense. And after my call or later, Hugh, hoping to hear you talk about how you developed under Jim Johnson, and how year after year you were able to expand your knowledge. But let's look at this, okay? I expect these guys to continue to develop. Jalen Carter, Guantanamo Bay, Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, Mora Jomo, the other and all the other Thundercats. They're all going to take the next step because Vic is going to broaden the effect of his scheme as they gain more experience. And how do you question his coaching and development style? Look what he did last year. Bond never did really much of anything. Joe, he was first-team All-Pro linebacker. N'Kobe Dean finally looked like the player we were excited that we felt like how he stole from the draft, and then we were questioning ourselves. He finally lived up to that expectation. And, Hugh, I 1,000% agree with you. I believe X-Man Jr. is going to step in and live up to his name this year. He is going to become a player in this defense. Cooper DeJean, I think what they're doing with that style, Joe, you're missing the point. Mm-hmm. This isn't them saying we're weak at safety. This is them flexing that versatility and saying if we play a heavy run team, he's probably going to be in the safety coming downhill because he'll be more effective that way than our other safeties. When we're playing a heavy passing team or the team's trying to pass against us because they're trying to come back, you'll see him play more corner and nickel. That's what they're going to do with the versatility. You use the versatility to combat what the other team's doing, not to necessarily just backpedal and fill holes of your own weaknesses. This defense, guys, this defense will not just be a top five defense. I say they're going to be the number one defense again in the NFL because we finally got the true replacement for Jim Johnson in Vic F-A-N-G-I-O Fangio.
Good call, Chris. We appreciate it. Every time I want to yell back at Chris, he starts chanting something. Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to do?
That's a pretty good ender. Well, the whole thing about the gap guys, isn't that what makes top 10 defense and number one defense?
There's no holes. Like, we obviously still have three or four really high-end players, right, with Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell and Zach Bond and Cooper DeJean. But last year, they had no holes. There wasn't a spot you could attack. This year, there's some holes, it looks like. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a big step back for the Eagles' defense? They lost a lot. We really haven't, you know, since it all happened in the moment and we were all kind of, you know, swimming in it in March when they were losing players left to right. We really haven't honed back in. They lost a lot, and what they replaced them with, at least their biggest acquisition, Jahad Campbell, we know he's not healthy to start this, you know, training camp in the summer. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a big step back by the 2025 Eagles defense? A lot of unknowns here. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the knowns and some of the things that could be great this season on defense. Plus, we'll get you set for Hugh's Clues so you could try to win a great prize. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, it is. Now, you know what I remember this from?
What's that?
It's the Denzel Washington movie with John Goodman. I think it's Falling Down. Is it Falling? Not Falling Down.
That's Michael. No.
But it Michael was Douglas? A Denzel movie where it was like, it was this entity that would
fallen.
Get in the
fallen.
Fallen. Fallen.
Fallen.
And he would sing the song, Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
Denzel, John Goodman, Donald Sutherland.
That was a good movie, man.
James Gandolfini was in
that. I know Falling Down, though. That was Michael Douglas.
He went berserk. He went berserk on that one.
He did. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a big step back out of the Eagles' defense? I am. And look, when you expect something, you're less upset when it happens. I'm preparing myself that this defense is not going to be what it was last year. And that was probably the case before yesterday. Hearing Fangio and all the questions about all the different spots that have changed here just cemented it for me that we're going to have a different kind of team this year. And if he could create a top 10 or 12 defense with what he has, I will be happy. I think it's more like they're going to be somewhere between 10 and 15. It wouldn't shock me if they're closer to the middle of the pack than they are the top five this year. They have a lot of holes in this defense, and I think they're going to take a big step back. Where do you come down? All right, let's hear about some of the good things, or at least things that we could feel more certain about. Let's start with this. Jordan Davis back this year. We know the fifth-year option was picked up. Here is Fangio talking about Jordan Davis and how he progressed over the last year.
I think he's in the best shape that he's ever been in, which he kind of got into late in the season last year, and he's carried it over. So I think he's going to do very well for us this year.
Can I just follow up real quick on that? You don't typically see guys get in their best shape late into the season. Why did it take so long for him to get in his best shape?
We could be here a long time for that. just, you know, it's, for some guys it takes time, but I'm ducking that question.
Hugh, what did you make of that? Because I'm at the point now, look, I think Jordan's a solid player, mm-hmm. and he certainly brings some good things to the table. And I think he did play better down the stretch last season. He had some pass rush, you know, in moments in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped holding my breath that he puts it together for a full season, because it feels like we do the same thing every year where, hey, he's in shape, and then somehow he falls out of shape, and maybe he gets back in shape. I have stopped waiting for the Jordan Davis full season, in shape, focused the whole time. That hasn't happened yet in the NFL.
I think it's because of there's some outside entities, in my opinion, that are hindering him from being the best version of himself. And I think a lot of...
You self-editing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
I saw that. That was in real time.
Because I wanted to say something. I didn't want to, you know... I don't want to speak out of turn, but he needs to realize that a lot of things, like sometimes, man, you gotta kind of, so people don't understand what you're going through. Like, people don't understand what it takes to do what you do, and how hard it was to get to where you are. And you need to reiterate to those folks all the time, like, man, listen, this is not helping me. So I think that's the space that he needs to be in. He needs to realize that, hey, you know, in off season, you know, we can eat good in off season, but during the season, we have to maintain focus and worry about football, because there probably was a conversation that was had about him and his weight and how it fluctuates during the season.
Yep.
Because we started this at the beginning of the year, and he gained weight, and it affected his game. And when he got his weight down, you see how well he plays. So it's one of those things where, you know, he wants to be here, and this is a sacrifice that you have to make in order to play at a high level.
Well, and they need him. I mean, because like we were just talking about, they have less depth at that spot.
Yeah.
They need him to be more than he's been. They picked up the fifth-year option. All right, so we'll see what Davis does. I'm not holding my breath that he stays in shape the whole time, because he seems to fluctuate all the time. But Jalen Carter, we all do believe in, and he was incredible down the stretch last year, and it seemed like he leveled up, and maybe he levels up even again this year to more like a defensive player of the year kind of guy. Listen to fan. I thought this answer was so interesting, because when Dave Uram, you'll hear, asked the question about, you know, Jeremiah Trotter Sr. was on the afternoon show on Monday and basically said he doesn't even know what he's doing yet, and he's this good of a player. Wait till he figures it out. And here's how Fangio responded when asked about that.
Three, Jeremiah Trotter Sr. said on WIP yesterday that he's been hearing from some folks that Jalen doesn't even know how to play the position yet. It was in a complimentary fashion, in a sense to say that he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Sky's the limit. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree with the, you know, with the point he's trying to make. I do think Jalen, the good news about Jalen is twofold. One, he played very well for us last year. And two, he can still improve a lot.
See, that part at the end, when he agreed with that, it makes me think that Vic believes there's even another level or two, Hugh, to where Jalen Carter could go. That we haven't even scratched the surface of how good he could be.
Yeah, because he's a man among boys. I told you yesterday, Rusty Manziel was a guy in Georgia that I knew that knew him intimately. And he used to talk about how in practice he used to just beast fools. Like, he was just, you know, whenever he wanted to do,
yep,
there was nobody who could stop him when he wanted to be, you know, dominant. And we kind of saw a lot of that. We saw that his first year, he flashed. People got mad because, oh, why are you trying to put him in the Hall of Fame? Dog, he flashed. He showed what he could do. Last year, he was a big part of it. And this is the thing, Joe. His contribution was way bigger than what the stats showed. You know, and then you talk about it's funny, because that's why it resonated with people when Trot said it. Because Trot played linebacker. And Trot knows how important it is to have those guys up front doing their job to make your job easier.
Sure.
And he made everybody's job easier, because you didn't have those guards and centers getting up to that second level to put hands on the linebackers. And they were able to free flow, fast flow, whatever you want to call it, and make plays that they made.
Before we go any further here, we're going to go to the phone lines, but I just checked in on a Twitter poll for the first time today, and mm-hmm. officially, you know, I haven't said this in a few weeks, I'm noticing Super Bowl syndrome, Hugh. It's out there.
What's that?
It has overtaken the Delaware Valley. Well, Kyle put up a poll. Are you expecting the Eagles to have a top five defense next year?
Mm-hmm.
Top five? with all the losses we had, which feels would be remarkable to me, 74% are voting yes on this? Top five defense in the NFL after all the losses?
Well, I think that they kind of look at it. I think they look at it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Going
explain
into the season.
You.
Well,
explain
I think
it.
Going.
Explain,
I think
you have syndrome, so you explain it.
I don't have the syndrome. I have what they call vision.
You have syndrome.
I have vision.
You're infected with the syndrome.
It doesn't help that I'm blind. It doesn't help that I work with you two.
Top five?
That crushed me.
We lost like half of the baby.
Because I give, first of all, I give Great Hughes clues.
Well, we'll get to those in a couple minutes.
Let me put that out there first. And I give precise analysis.
You long talk.
And now it turns into long talking. Because listen, it's not my fault that I long talk. It's our fan base. Sometimes I have to sit down. Listen, and that's not being disrespectful.
You're blaming others for you long talking?
It's not being disrespectful.
It's so disrespectful.
It's not. It's just that sometimes when you talk to some people, you can't give them the cliff notes. You got to let them read the whole chapter. Our fan base is into chapter reading.
You think people are more capable of getting and absorbing the cliff notes or the entire chapter?
No, the whole chapter. Sometimes
I would tend to disagree.
See, this is what I do. See, this is what I figured out. When I tell them I'm about the long talk, they lock in a little bit, for a little bit.
It's like when FDR would do fireside chats. Turn that radio up, everyone.
Yeah, turn it up. Turn it up because I'm about the long talk. It's when you hit them with the long talking and you don't prepare them for it. That's when we start to get a little, it gets a little fuzzy. But
so this
noticed,
is a filibuster.
No.
The Eagles are not going to have a top five defense.
No, listen, because I've noticed over the last couple of weeks that when I long talk just a little bit, they get it. So they need the long talk. The people need the long. I know what the people need,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right.
They need the long talk.
Mm-hmm. You think Herb from the Northeast is absorbing the whole chapter?
No, he's a long talker himself.
He is.
Herb is an individual that sprints through whatever Herb wants to talk about. Damn what you talking about, Kyle. Herb going to talk about what he
want to
talk about respectfully. We have a few callers like that.
So I have heard in the last 2 minutes not a single reason why it makes sense.
A bunch of excuses and no accountability.
Because I had to defend myself first. I'll get back to that.
Okay.
Because I feel like when we talk about this defense and we talk about at the beginning of last year, it was still unknown. We didn't know what this defense was going to be. And we were pleasantly surprised.
Oh yeah,
with the performances of the guys that we got off the, for lack of a better way of saying it, and it helps my story to scrap heap.
So like Zach Bond.
We got off the scrap heap. So the thing that and now we're starting to invoke visions of Jim Johnson and everything like that. So for me, the thing that made Jim Johnson such a good defensive coordinator is that he adapted and changed every year to the team that he had. And Vic Fangio basically said the same thing. He said, well, that was last year. And, this team this year is going to be different because we got new faces. So Vic is the type of coordinator, in my opinion, that's going to adapt the defense that highlights the player's strengths and covers up their weaknesses. Because that's basically what you're doing as a defensive coordinator.
Totally. But they're young. I mean, when you have young defense.
They're young, but they're smart.
I don't doubt that. But they're young, and I just think that they've lost a lot. I mean, this was obvious in March. It's becoming clearer now as Vic Fangio speaks about what he's gotten. They start getting rolling here. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines. And then we got to let you know the prize we're giving away today. Bruce in D.C. Good morning, Bruce.
Bruce.
Good morning, Hugh. Joe, Kyle, and the crew.
Good morning, what's up, Bruce. Man? What's up?
All right. Good stuff. No, this is a good conversation. I think one of the things that we're missing here, and actually, Hugh, you kind of just hit on it in a sense, right? I'm like you, Joe. I will agree. Look, there are definitely some concerns because of the player turnover. And many of the skill positions, and to include the injuries, those are very legit. But I sit back and I look at what has happened, between this year and last year. And if you look at the questions that we have this year, Vangio has taken, even though with the youth, he has a system, he has established a system in place that is a system that works. And it's like you said, it caters to the player's strengths, and he was successful at doing that. Now, here's the reason why I'm optimistic. The top five defense is not necessarily a far wrong thing, because last year our biggest question was the coach was Vangio, and all of the youth and all, we had more challenges last year on the defense than we did this year. It's just all about just plugging in the pieces. And what is Vangio going to do with this piece? So that's the reason why I'm more optimistic about what's going to happen. I think the defense is going to be pretty good, if not better, than potentially than they have. And if that happens,
better. Better than last year?
Well, potentially, yeah.
No.
Here's the reason why. Because first of all, the players like a Jomo, the backup players that we have. They're going to step up. I think they're going to be more productive. They've shown that in the play, and they're going to get more playing time.
Right, but we lost. But now we have worse backups. If they're the starters now, then we have worse. Like, the depth isn't what it was last year. If Ojomo was a backup and now he's a starter, the depth chart's right. Not as good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, that's true, but let's not count the draft out either, because they made some good press, and they're unproven. But the plans that we have in the draft, and that's a big question mark, so I will agree with you. And that's why I said potentially. But he's a system guy. Vangio's a system guy. And if people buy into the system and they can be plugged in successfully, I think that we're not gonna see too much of a drop off. But it could slide the other way too. We just have to wait and see. I just believe in Vangio because Now, unlike last year, we didn't know what Vangio brought to the table. We know what he brings to the table now. So I think that we're going to be in a better place.
Well, I think for some of these guys, year two with Fangio, certainly that they're more progressed in the system. Bruce, we appreciate it. But, like, what are we doing? Better than last year's defense? That's that was a once in a maybe a lifetime defense they had last year. I mean, I think we all expect at least a slight step back from that. At least I thought so.
Well, I hear what he's saying. Now, there's a lot that goes into that. Now, I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I think they'll be decent. But a lot of times with defenses, you have a huge leap from the second year from the first year.
And but they can't go up from one.
Well,
they're one.
Well, I'm talking about as far as the way they played and everything. You're right. As far as what Coach Fangio did, that was a hell of a defense that he put together. But here's the thing that I do know, that with the majority of the guys that played defense last year coming back,
mm-hmm.
the installs will be different. They're not as, I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, as taxing, because you're not reteaching some of the same thing, because there's a lot that you're putting in.
Sure.
And that there's a lot that people are already going to be familiar with. So you don't have to, you know, over-install things, because a lot of the guys, the thing that you're doing in these OTAs right now, you're getting the young cats up to speed, the new recruits, you're getting them up to speed, because most of the guys that we're talking about, they've been in this defense for a while. Now, since roles have changed and opportunities have presented themselves, now they get a chance to step up and get a little bit more coaching, learn a little bit more about the nuances of the defense. So that's why I get where Bruce is coming from, because that's supposed to be the case. Now, I know it's hard to fathom this defense being better than it was last year.
It's impossible. Yeah,
well, but they're going to still be a pretty good defense.
So I agree with you. Like the whole thing that Bruce was doing about, you know, Ojomo is going to step up, Keely Ringo is going to step up. Like, there's a reason these guys, they were here last year and they were backups
yes.
to these guys.
Yes.
Like, if they were good enough, they would have played, if not, you know, played more. But I don't, the whole idea that it's totally impossible for the defense to be better next year.
Better?
I don't think it will be, but I don't think it's a statistical impossibility. Like, the Eagles have a tougher schedule this year. They're playing better teams.
Yes.
So even if they're, you know what, they allowed 17 points per game last year. Even if they allowed like 18 or like 19.
Might be more impressive.
You can make the argument yeah, sure. that it's better just based off of the competition who
yeah,
they're playing.
It might be more impressive. Like, you know, Fangio gets this defense to one or two. That might be more impressive than last year.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, it's not something that can happen.
Yeah, I think, Hugh, you've used the term before, lightning in a bottle. And I wouldn't go as far as to say that. But last year did have some of that element to it, to where they went from bad the first month to the best defense we ever saw very fast. To expect that again just feels like a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, we do have a giveaway today. We have a pair of tickets to give away today to see a championship season, the Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season. It's a special concert event, July 24th at the Mann Center, hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reitz. Relive highlights of the 2024 season, including this great defense. Also, that concert's going to feature highlights displayed on three giant screens, accompanied by NFL Films-inspired music performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra. It's really an awesome event. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We got a pair to give away today, and we're going to play a little game we call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
See, I'm a little excited about this one because I think this one's pretty easy.
Oh, boy.
It is. Yeah. I think this is pretty easy.
When you get a big head over there with the clues, that's when these take three out.
You know, he's already putting this on the call.
Well, I always do, man, because I feel like I'm an open book, and I'm not that hard to read. Now, I might be hard to understand at times, but I guess that could be the same. That could be, interpreted as the same thing.
Yeah.
But, okay, here's the first clue. Because today is the last day that I'm here because I'm getting ready to go on a road trip.
Road trip, Douglas.
Road trip, Douglas. I am going on a road trip. I'm going to Georgia this weekend. Going to Georgia this weekend. So
he means for this week. He's coming back.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
We're going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm coming back. I don't believe that, Kyle. You're not going to miss me. But
why not?
I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. You know what's funny? And I might give y'all a call because when is Broads coming in?
Friday.
So tomorrow. Friday. Yeah, well, if Elliot tomorrow, Broads Friday.
I'm excited about that. Broads, you and Broads together on a Friday at a golf outing.
We'll have fun, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be ball. Mm-hmm. Gonna
golf
be
ball. Shirts. Okay. Kyle's going to be there. We'll have a great time.
You think Broads going to wear a golf shirt?
Yes. A golf guy.
Absolutely.
He's a golf guy?
I don't know. I'm just.
I think he'll wear a golf shirt.
I think hockey guys. I think there's a pretty significant overlap between hockey guys and golf guys, but I'm not sure about Broads.
And so who's in tomorrow? I don't want to slight anybody.
Elliot,
and my man ESPN tomorrow. Yeah. So you got to get a little bit of a reprieve.
I know, but I don't get to berate and have the
and
barrage
then,
of drops on.
You people going to miss me on Friday.
I would have rode him until he told me no. All
right. We do have the drops, so we can do a whole huge segment without him.
And so this is what I'm going to do, because I feel like I'm giving you a little bit of a I'm throwing you a lifeline here, people, because I already know what a lot of y'all are thinking.
They're in your head already, the you people?
No, but I'm saying, because I don't want anybody to waste a guess.
Okay.
Because y'all know I'm going to hit Bucky. You know Bucky's, it's going down. Like, I'm trying to debate on what time I'm going to hit Bucky's, because I'm leaving tonight, so I might hit Bucky's about midnight.
Okay.
So I might be in Bucky's for about 2 hours. So it's not Bucky's.
2 hours?
I don't know, because
it's a gas station.
I feel like I have to get a lot of stuff, though. I feel like Bucky's
You can't spend 2 hours in a gas station.
Well, they're going to call security.
I just might go.
This pop-up over here is wandering around.
I might just go in the stall and just, you know, sit down for a while and just, you know, see how long it takes before somebody come to check
that
on
me. That feels really weird. I got to tell you. go to a gas station bathroom, sit on the stall for a couple hours.
You can't, but feels nobody weird. Can see me in the stall. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Well, you hope, yeah.
No, because they're enclosed. They're like little enclosures.
I get it. Okay.
Okay, let me get back to the Hughes School. Okay, this is a city that's on the way on my road trip.
All right. You're taking a road trip down to Georgia.
Down to Georgia.
And we have a city that's on your route.
On my route.
All right, there it is. Your first clue. Huge clues today. Pair of tickets to give away to a championship season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, NFL Films coming together for a great event July 24th at the Mann Center. So your first clue today for Huge Clues, it is a city that Hugh will pass through on his way down to Georgia. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on the Midday Show. All right, we got a lot to get to. Your calls to the Philadelphia Eagles. Are you expecting a big step back out of the defense? I am. I think it's going to be significant from where they were last year to where they're going to be this year. Vic Fangio's got his work cut out for him, as you heard yesterday, talking about a lot of changes they've made and some, you know, new spots they have to figure out here. Plus, we got a coworker around here spreading propaganda.
Propaganda.
And I can't have it. So we got to address something that I saw both out there on social media and was sent to me directly last night. We'll address that coming up. 215-592-9494. It has to do with the Phillies and a guy who hit a home run last, actually a pair of home runs. That's coming up. Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning off on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Celebrate the 4th of July, people, with big savings at Mattress Warehouse. Up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Right now, you can save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler. That's nice, especially if you're one of those people that sleeps hot all night long, every night. Plus, you get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. Now, if I were you people, I would probably use that $300 to get pillows, because the pillows that they have are really, really nice. And if you're going to get a nice bed, you might as well get some nice pillows. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.